In your opinion, would you say you're good or evil?
You're still going. Are you going to go with evil? Is that...
No, I'm not evil. I just like laughing that way.
Oh.
It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Really awkward at a dinner party.
But I was going to say, I have the worst evil laugh ever.
I'm bringing it up because that question was in a new survey that asked over 20,000 people, would you say you're good or evil?
Well, I mean, if we're going to get into it, I don't think it's that black and white, but I would pick good for myself.
I don't think anyone is like perfect.
Well, the results were interesting. 67% of people said they're good.
Not more than that?
26% went with neutral.
Okay.
Along the lines of what you were saying.
Yeah. That's what I would do.
And 1% out of the 20,000 people surveyed said they are pure evil.
I love it.
And they own it.
They do.
That I don't.
Well, now this might surprise you, but men were twice as likely to admit they're evil over women.
Okay. Again, not shocking.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
No.
I thought that was a little bit surprising.
Don't bring it up. The evil Brooke's going to come out. I know. I don't want her to come out.
But in the biggest disconnect from reality in this survey, the only income bracket where nobody said they were evil is the richest one.
Oh, bull. I'm sorry.
Really?
0% of people making more than 80 grand a year admitted to being evil.
Proving rich people are liars.
That's right.
Are you kidding me? I donated $50,000 to charity. I mean, it was a tax write-off.
Yeah.
But I totally did it, so I'm a good person.
See, Brooke is willing to admit right now that is absolutely not true.
Oh, my God. You know, I will tell you, the older I get, the more I find out that everyone is liars and cheats, and I don't know what's wrong with the world. I'm having a real rough week, okay, Jeffrey?
But you're admitting that you are a little
No, I'm not.
She makes
you're not.
I'm not.
She's good.
Oh, okay.
She's not going to admit it. She's a rich person.
That's right. She gets her butler to be evil for her.
Yes.
But text in to 78592. Do you feel like you're good or are you evil?
Our listeners, we're going to get a lot of evil people.
A lot of evil.
And then you want their income bracket after that? Is that what you want?
If
you want to do it right?
Sure, why not? I don't know, does it make me evil if I want to electrocute my co-hosts in the shot caller question of the day?
A little over the top.
All right, over the top is the name of the shot caller question of the day. We have a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out, see who gets asked a trivia question. Answer incorrectly, your punishment is to be shocked. While you sing a song. So text into 78592. Tell us what song you want to hear. Brooke is drawing a name. She had the shot caller last. Who'd you get, Brooke?
Jeff the Human Joystick DeBow.
Very evil.
That's a game that everybody wins.
All right. I'm going to put on the shot collar while that happens. Digital Jake, please read us the shot collar question of the day.
60% of people say they sometimes wake up with a food hangover because of what they ate the night before.
Oh.
Yeah.
And 2/3 of people say they'll eat a meal they love even if they have an allergy or intolerance to it. You know, shout out to the lactose community. Solidarity. So, it's obvious. People really love food, and that's why a new survey asked 25,000 adults what foods they absolutely couldn't live without. And I'm telling you right now that milk was really high on the list, but I'm taking it out because it's a beverage. It doesn't belong on the list. Other than that,
Jake's so mad because he's lactose intolerant.
Please tell me the top 5 things that made that list, Jeffrey.
Ooh.
Foods you can't live without.
Pizza first comes to my head. Yeah. Do you think?
I think you need to break it down more. Not pizza, not the whole thing. I think just cheese.
Or bread.
The simple.
That's good.
Oh, cheese is a great one.
Cheese and bread makes pizza.
Okay. I mean, if we're gonna go another food, I know milk was on the list, but ice cream. Who would want to live in a world without ice cream?
There's so many other desserts, though.
Even the people who are lactose intolerant will eat that stuff because they're like, the pain is worth it.
I would go chocolate over ice cream.
Oh, interesting.
Specifically chocolate.
Okay.
So I think I have 2 definites on here. Let's get the question one more time.
A new survey asked 25,000 adults what foods they absolutely could not live without. I asked you gluttons to tell me the top 5 foods that made that list in no particular order, and as a breakfast special, I'll give you a golden guess. Tell me something you think is on the list, and I'll let you know if it made the top 5.
I think you should guess pizza. I think it's a really good answer.
All right, let's do the golden guesses. Pizza.
pizza is number two on the list.
Oh, all right, we got pizza.
So we don't have to just say bread.
What about the one thing that makes all food taste better?
Sugar? Salt?
Butter.
Butter? Sure.
Yeah.
Or maybe peanut butter.
No.
But listen,
because here's the thing. Peanut allergy people aren't going to just dabble in peanuts. That could end things in a bad way.
The hives and I can't breathe, but it's worth it.
It's not the same as being lactose intolerant.
My last suggestion, back to the simple, pasta.
It's hard for me because I personally could live without pasta.
Okay.
I couldn't live without pizza. But what about burgers and fries?
I was thinking fries.
Oh, potatoes.
Just go fries. Why do you guys always say potatoes instead of french fries? Well, nobody eats potatoes for any other reason than deep frying them and making them french
fries. Have you ever had scalloped potatoes?
Scalloped potatoes are
amazing. I think I like our list, though. It's cheese, chocolate, pizza, butter, and potatoes.
No.
Jeff, you have
take
no
off
meat on
butter.
There.
Yeah.
Do you think any meat?
Bread over butter.
Bread instead of butter?
Nobody says, ooh, what food do I want to eat?
Butter.
Yeah.
Shame all the butter lovers out there.
Nobody's taking a spoonful.
Yeah.
I like the list that we have.
I don't put my.
Well, I'm
on
taking
that.
Your one suggestion. I will do cheese, chocolate, bread, pizza, and potatoes.
French.
Now, before I read these answers, Jeffrey, you said cheese. I'm going to need you to be more specific.
Ah, interesting.
See, that's what I was thinking, because if it's just pizza, it has to be like mac and cheese or.
Or is he talking like...
Or like a specific type of cheese, like cheddar cheese. I think I like the idea of doing mac and cheese.
Okay.
Let's do mac and cheese.
Oh, yeah, baby.
According to a new survey, these are the top five foods that people can't live without. Number one on the list was mac and cheese.
Yeah! All
right! Thank you. Let's
Number two go. On the list, you got your golden guess for that. That's pizza.
Woo! Love it.
Number three on the list was butter.
No!
Brooke!
Are you kidding?
Are you kidding me?
Brooke convinced you with your potato ways to take butter off the list, but it's on there.
Don't tell me that potatoes is on that list instead of french fries.
Number four on the list is bread.
Okay. You got me bread.
And number five on the list was bacon. Just outside the top five was pasta, cheese in general, burgers, and peanut butter.
I said pasta. We all said the whole list.
Okay.
We're hungry.
Oh my God, who is putting butter on their list of favorite foods
that you couldn't live without?
A true cuisine artist, Brooke. Anyway, got it wrong. Somebody wanted to hear, that's amore. When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's some more.
It's immoral.
That's it's a shock collar question of the day. I'm going to go eat some butter.
Yay!
And then we're going to do your phone tap in just a few minutes.